The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm going to tell you the four signs that guarantee you are falling in love. And it took me back to like when I met DJ Automatic. And some of the signs, they still work for us today, to this very day. Man. But you know that feeling, right? When you first start dating someone, and it's not just dating. You really catching feelings.
Dude, and then sometimes, you know, sometimes you slip and fall in love.
Anthony,
it's true. You don't even realize it.
And one day you're at the club with her and you're like, why is she kissing on this girl? God dang it, I'm jealous. I like her.
Wait a minute. Oh. What are you?
Sorry, I got a little personal there.
Sorry, guys.
I forgot you lost your girl to another lesbian.
Okay, hey. Okay, now this is, okay, what up?
Let today's episode begin now. I have a suggestion and I don't want anyone in this room to be offended by what I'm going to ask us all to do. And I actually got it automatic. It came from Howard Stern. You know how you force me to listen to him sometimes?
Yeah.
So let's talk about it. Good morning. It's Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. My name is Dana Cortez.
I'm about to be offended, DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Howard Stern was talking about when he first started out and, you know, he wanted to be a superstar and he went to his PD, said, I need to do this, I need to do that. And his PD said, you can't even speak without saying, what? You take a broadcasting class, you come back here and you could be a star. And he said, I was so offended by that. I'm good. People can talk to me. I touch people. He's like, he was right.
Oh,
you got to learn to talk before you can talk.
Oh,
and all of us in this room have got to take a speech class. What? Are we down?
Hell no, bro.
No,
I'm still paying
why?
For the speech classes I did in college. Yeah. I did speech classes, broadcasting classes. If you really want to help me, sign me up for high school algebra.
That's the only thing you didn't pass.
The talking thing is the only thing I've been good at my whole life, dog.
Don't you think we could get better at what we do?
Maybe we could do an improv class. I don't think
a speech class
is something that we need because I'm really trying right now to say not to say or stutter.
Okay, now that he said that, every time we do it, it just it bugs me because he said you have to be able to communicate in the best way possible with the people who are listening to you in order for them to respect what you're saying.
It's not the ums or the ahs or the oohs for me. It's boring cliches we always use. It's the boring cliches we always use before we say something like, I'm not going to lie, or I'll tell you this, or at the end of the day.
And those are the things that bother me too.
But those are just transitions between thoughts.
You know what I'm saying? Is a lazy way to describe something. You know what I'm saying?
We're taking an improv and a speech class beginning next week. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
It's National Best Friend Day.
Oh, these are the kind of conversations you can have with your best friend.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be honest with your friends. I have two friends, DJ
Automatic
and Anthony
speaker.
A.
And we'll wrap this one up on National Name Your Poison Day.
Oh, yeah. I know what that is. That's when you go to the bar and you ask for your favorite drink.
Yes, it is.
So DJ Automatic, favorite drink.
I get Tito's and soda.
Oh, nice. Dude, no, actually, I'm a little bit more boring because it's summertime. I go Tito's, water, and two limes.
You know
Anthony. I call it my skinny bitch juice.
There we go.
And since these two are my best friends, I get a windmill because I'm the designated driver. That's
what
a water.
The hell's a windmill?
A water.
Oh.
When the hell has it been called a windmill?
That's some real dive bar terms right
there. That's dive bar
I've
term
never
right there.
Heard that term
She's been
in my
going
life.
Going to the speech classes already. That's what they're teaching her there.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm going to have so much fun with today's, in case you missed it. These are four signs that you are falling in love. Every single one of them made me smile automatic and reminded. It reminded me of us when we first started hanging out. So maybe you're in a new relationship, or I'm going to take you back. A little nostalgia for you and your boo right now. Automatic kickoff, in case you missed it. You always go first.
In case you missed it, Apple is adding an unsend and edit function to iMessage. They're finally doing it. Yes. Apple is adding a way to unsend a message so you can take back those filthy texts that you sent to somebody.
Or those drunk texts to your exes.
Oh, my God.
Those
are the ones
you or that back. Angry text that you had.
Ooh. To your boss?
Exactly.
In all caps?
I know there's been a million texts that I've sent, and I was like, why did you send that text?
Oh, I've done
that
Well,
now you
too.
Can unsend it. And if you know how a lot of the times when you're sending a text, you make an error, and then you're like have to rewrite the text and write it over?
You feel like a dummy?
Yeah, but now you can edit a text.
Oh.
Why is it taking so long? Because I've always loved on Instagram, somebody will troll me and I'll answer them. And I'm like, what are you doing? And I unsend it. And I know they saw, but they don't really know what I said. Like, that's like the best thing. Why is it taking Apple this long to catch up?
Because Apple doesn't want to remind you that you are an idiot. So they want you to leave it there in person forever.
Well, I'm here for it.
Twitter needs to do this next.
For real. All the tweets out there.
In case you missed it, women are more jealous than men of platonic friendships.
That doesn't surprise me, Anthony. I know a lot of my girlfriends don't like when their partner, when their man has got a girlfriend.
Okay,
you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Why is she hanging out with him?
I'm just not shooting this from my heart, ladies. This is actually a study provided by the American Psychological Association, APA.org. Okay. So you know
it's legit.
.org.
So you know it's official.
This is a legit study to remind you that your chick is crazy.
No, she's not crazy.
Check this out, though. The study actually goes on to reveal the one thing that does make women more jealous of their significant other's friends is the level of attractiveness.
Oh, so you
got a hot friend.
Yeah, I could be friends with a woman, but I don't know if I could be friends with a hot woman.
I don't think you're friends with a lot of hot women.
Okay.
Wow. He's friends with like a lot of solid sevens.
A seven is a good number. I don't get it. All right. How do you feel about your partner having platonic friendships? That's another conversation we'll have some other day. Now, I want to give you the four signs you're falling in love. In case you missed it, dating psychologist Madeline Mason Rountree just did an entire write-up for Yahoo.com. And here's number four. You don't mind when they do something unattractive. Burp. Oh. Fart. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like that's that, love.
Yeah, that's love right there.
You find it cute, huh?
Like, yeah, oh, or no, you just ignore it.
You're so stinky.
Yeah. Number three, you feel something when they touch or kiss you. Oh, you feel like
the butterflies. I still get that feeling.
The butterflies.
I still do automatically.
Yeah, I still get that feeling.
When you hug me, I'm like, I feel so little.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I love that.
I get it when the microwave goes off. Like, oh, yeah.
Hot pockets. Number two, you always think about them. Oh, I know automatic and hour codependent because I'm going out of town on a trip with myself this weekend and both of us are having fits because we're going to be separated for 3 days.
Like, yeah,
oh,
dude.
My God.
Yeah, Dana's pretty bad.
I'm
automatic.
Crazy bad. Yeah.
I'm okay by myself, whereas Dana, I'm going to be on FaceTime all weekend.
And number one, I knew 100 automatic was falling in love with me because he immediately did this. You abandon your usual activities to spend time with them.
What did I abandon?
I remember one night you were coming home from the club and you called me. You're like, I'm going home to talk to me when everybody was going to this raging party. And we stand on the phone till 6 a.m. I said, oh, this man's in love with me.
Ooh.
And I felt the same way.
Now, have you guys already had a sexy time by that time? Because it's very important because sometimes, then he might have just been horny.
Yeah. It could have been that. If I'm staying on the phone until 6 in the morning, dude. I'm like extremely horny.
That was not it. He could have gone to the party and taken his aggressive day out on somebody else.
Well, I was extremely horny for you.
Yeah, there it is.
I want to share these with you. Hit me now. Follow me at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Send me a DM and I'll send you this study. And listen to this with your partner. Take yourself back to when you fell in love on a podcast. Dana Cortez Show, all streaming platforms. We're coming back with the Daily Dirt before the top of the hour. Automatic has this theory that TMZ is coming after Kanye West on behalf of the Kardashians. Mm. When I share this story, you decide for yourself. Stand by for the Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
DJ Automatic has a theory that TMZ is trying to stir the pot between Pete Davidson and Kanye West. When I tell the story, you decide if you agree with him. It's Daily Dirt time, the best gossip brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
The one, the only Kanye West celebrating a birthday today. Hey. And that's about it, because nobody else matters when it's Kanye's birthday.
All right, so let's talk about Johnny Depp. You know he won his defamation case against Amber Heard. Now he's on TikTok thanking his fans. He posted video from inside the courtroom, the fans outside, praying and cheering him on. And he's amassed 5 million followers.
What the hell is he going to post after this is done?
It doesn't matter. He's Johnny Depp. Okay? Go to at Dana Cortez Show on TikTok. We need the followers and watch the video. All right, now let's talk about PETA. They're demanding that Jack Harlow and Drake pay all of the proceeds that they get from the song they have together.
Churchill Downs.
Yeah. Well, they want money because Drake and Jack Harlow are glamorizing horse racing.
What?
Well, they do have some validity because, you know, the horses, sometimes they are shot up with all kinds of drugs and whatnot. Nobody ever talks about that.
Yeah, but is that Drake and Jack Harlow's fault?
No, I guess it's us because we're the one betting on the ponies, right?
Exactly.
All right. And then finally, Pete Davidson out at Walmart with St. West, and it's all over TMZ. This is just a regular day. It looks like he's taking him to get some kind of school supplies or something. Automatic, you think TMZ is trying to get Kanye to react.
I think, you know, TMZ's job is to stir the pot. And what do the Kardashians get famous for? Stirring the pot. And, I mean, what took the Kardashians to the next level? Kanye West.
Bro.
So that's what made them one of the most interesting families in the world.
Do you agree with that assessment right there, Dana Cortez?
I agree that Pete Davidson has skipped leg day his entire life. After looking at the video. No. And the photos.
Bro.
At Dana Cortez on Instagram.
Because he's got a third leg. He don't matter.
Oh, matter.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You ever been eating chile con queso or cheese dip and you dip your fingers in there and then you lick them?
Of course.
Well, I've got some good news if you like the way that tastes right now. Food news inside
hot
hashtags.
Night.
Oh. It's Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by A3A, a.k.a. Young Grammar Error.
Okay, so we are going to get serious. This is a story I want to keep in the forefront. I don't want this story to disappear. 17-year-old veteran teacher Arnulfo Reyes is one of the survivors of the mass shooting at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas. He spoke with ABC about what happened during the 77 minutes he and these children had to endure this massacre.
I lost 11 that day. I just went to my parents and said, I'm sorry. I tried my best of what I was told to do. Please don't be angry with me. It all happened too fast. Training, no training, all kinds of training. Nothing sets you ready, gets you ready for this. Gun laws have to change. It won't never change unless they change the laws. The only thing that I know that I will not let these children and my coworkers die in vain. I will go anywhere to the end of the world to not let my students die in vain. They didn't deserve this. Nobody in this world deserves this kind of pain. No mother, nobody deserves this. I will go to the end of the world to make sure things get changed.
While officers walked away from this active situation and allowed the children that had been shot to possibly bleed out, we could have had more survivors. I don't even know what
to say.
It's just
as more of the
him.
Story keeps coming out, I just don't understand what happened.
They left. They're scared. They were outgunned and they didn't want to get shot. And that's just the end of the story. And somebody's got to pay for this. Mr. Reyes is currently recovering at Brook Army Medical Center in San Antonio. Red flag laws don't stop good people from getting guns. This guy, I'm not going to mention his name, the shooter, was known for carrying around and harming dead cats. He would have bags of them in videos all over social media. That's a red flag.
That's a humongous
red flag. So we could have stopped him from purchasing this weapon, and this could have possibly never happened. If something can save one life, it's worth pursuing, at least discussing. Nobody wants a guy who carries dead cats around with a gun, period. All right, so this is a hard pivot, but we got to get into food news now. And I will tell you, I opened up with this. Dipping your fingers into chile con queso or cheese dip, you lick your fingers. Now you can sniff cheese on your fingers all day because Velveeta and Nails Inc. are releasing the Velveeta Out Polish Collection.
It smells like cheese.
I just threw up in my mouth.
No!
That's disgusting.
Two colors, La Dolce Velveeta and Finger Food, available on the Nails Inc. website. And your fingernails smell like cheese all
That's
day.
That's nothing like a little Hispanic nail polish. I love it. That's cool.
Hey, everybody loves chile con queso. Everybody
loves
Velveeta.
Yeah, but what happens when that smell mixes with some other smell? Yeah. And then you just got a cheesy rottenness going.
Nobody likes the cheesy, like, inside the nail taste.
No, it's gross.
But it's my favorite. You pick it out, you save it for later. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we will start with National Jelly-Filled Donut Day. Ooh.
Jelly-filled donut? Okay, I like jelly donuts, but my favorite are eclairs. Can we talk about the cream-filled donuts, too?
Well, it's jelly-filled donut. Let them have their day, okay?
Fine.
We got National Pick Your Poison Day. As when you go to the bars, which that's all the bartenders around the world,
man,
too.
Man, tip your bartenders. Do you ever see the bartender with a sour face? It's because somebody didn't tip him.
Yeah, man. Shout out to my man, Mike. I love you, bro. And we'll wrap it up on National Best Friend Day.
Because you're my best friend. Remember Robin Big? Aww. Automatic, you're my best friend. I love you very much.
Damn.
Anthony, you're our best friend. We love you very much.
Sometimes I feel like we're the Golden Girls.
I like it.
I'll take that.
Hopefully one day we will be.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
One call, 1 minute, no judgment. It's one confession here on the Dana Cortez Show. Send me a voice message at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'll play you on the radio or call us just like this guy did to confess what he does. He hides this from his wife.
Sometimes I go to the gym, but I don't really go to the gym. I just tell my wife I am, and then I end up just going to the bar.
Hell yeah. That's what's up, dude. My favorite confession of the month.
Okay, look, I'm laughing, but I shouldn't be laughing. I should be upset.
Let that man live.
That's what I'm saying. Hold on.
I still got gains, though, like, not like that.
Okay, so you're not trying to hit on anybody or anything. You're just going to hang out.
Well, I get drunk with like, a couple of my guy friends, and we try and pick up girls, but it's just a joke.
Unless
funny.
It like goes a little further.
Well, let me tell you, it's not a joke if you're the wife thinking your man is at the gym. It ain't funny.
What do you do when
yeah,
you come home?
Right,
so what do you do when you come home smelling at the bar, not the gym?
Well, I put on gym clothes after I leave the bar.
Oh, you dirty dog, you.
See, ladies, see, these men ain't right. See how they do us. All right, man. Thank you so much for the confession.
I love that
Bye.
Confession.
No problem.
I still remember the time that we were all out. It was me, DJ Automatic, and another friend of ours who happens to be in radio as well. And he used to travel with Otto. And he said, remember at the strip club last month, blah, blah, blah? And I was like, what?
Oh.
And I don't mind Automatic going to the strippy, but he failed to tell me that he had even been there.
Well, I'm sorry if I don't tell you every step I take, okay?
That's kind of a big deal.
Is it a big deal?
Yes.
Because if I say, hey, I went out to a couple clubs last night with some friends.
You didn't say that.
Well, I'm sure I did.
No, you didn't.
I don't even remember this time actually
Dana,
been happening.
Up you were.
Oh, my. Oh,
okay, listen,
now.
Dana, it's perfectly logical to sometimes when you're out with your bros just accidentally stumble into a strip club.
Exactly.
It happens.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, my God, I'm here.
Yeah.
This is
accidentally forget to tell your wife.
Oh, I didn't mean to be here.
Guys, this is a Chick-fil-A. Come on. Where are we at, dude?
Two-piece breasts.
Okay, but all right. Now, are you talking about, like, this guy's caller. The caller reminded me of the time, my last relationship, where I used to sneak a lot of fast food. You know, just eat it. From my ex-girlfriend.
She wouldn't let
what
you
do
eat
mean?
Fast
she
food.
She wouldn't let you eat fast food.
She would. Okay, first of all, ain't nobody gonna let me do anything with my fast food. But yes, I had to eat it in my car before I got into the apartment. And I would smack down. I would order two McDoubles and a small fry and smack it down before I got into the apartment.
No wonder
dog.
You were always in her car because that way she couldn't smell yours. What's something you've kept from your partner? Confess. Maybe we'll make this an entire topic. It's hilarious. Tap into the phone lines at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Send me a voice message.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Here inside the Dana Cortez Show, we oftentimes break down cases of infidelity. But is there anything worse than Netflix cheating on your partner? Then skipping ahead a few episodes and binge watching your favorite streaming show without your partner being there? Ooh, you won't believe the amount of Americans who say they've Netflix cheated on their partner. And we're going to tell you how it affects their relationship. I was talking to two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. DJ Automatic, do you think everybody's clear about what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I would hope so because I know that my wife is a Netflix cheater.
Oh!
I still haven't seen the third season of Stranger Things because I stopped watching it because she started cheating.
She just left you in the dust, dude.
Left me in the dust, and that's the reason I haven't even watched the last season.
So, Dana Cortez joins the 46% of Americans who said they Netflix cheated on their partner.
Do you think I should cheat? Like, I should...
Should you get her back?
You think I should cheat on her back?
Yeah, dude. Start up a good season of something you guys both love and then let her fall asleep and just keep going, dude.
Yep.
Let me ask you this. Did she ever hit you with any spoilers, though?
No.
Oh!
I don't want to talk to her about it. She'll bring up, remember when this happened? I'm like, no, I don't remember when that happened. Because I didn't finish watching it because you cheated. Because you are a Netflix cheater.
For you Netflix cheaters out there, that's one of the biggest impacts that it does have on relationships that actually carries over to a big thing is having a spoiler.
I'm not going to lie. It made me question our entire relationship.
It does, dude. And it makes you find other ways to bond. That's one beautiful thing about Netflix cheating.
How does it do that?
Because you can't watch.
Through argument, you're going to bond? Oh. The makeup sex, maybe. That's about it.
Dude. So you're in a complete protest of Stranger Things because of that.
Yes, I will not finish it because I want her to realize this is her fault. Oh. This is why when somebody's like brings up what happened on Stranger Things, I'm like, I don't know what happened. My wife started watching it without me.
I'll never forget. I broke up with one girl and I was still using her account to watch Viking Quest. Oh.
She blocked you, didn't she?
She did, dude. You didn't have to do that. Let us know if you Netflix cheat, and do you feel guilty about it? Because I feel like Dana Cortez doesn't.
I don't think she does
either.
She
doesn't care at all.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Hey, that confession was funny, but it's not funny. Because if you're the wife at home, and you're being lied to, I mean,
is he doing anything wrong, though?
If he wasn't doing anything wrong, why doesn't he tell her that he's at the bar?
But when the homies, it was sus when he was like, yeah, we hit on chicks, but it's just like games.
Yeah, like what?
Like that was a little sketch, dog. Hold on, dog.
That made me think. He's definitely cheating.
That's something dudes don't just do. You doing something.
Because if a girl agrees to it, he's more than likely going to go through with it.
Yeah, I'm like, why would you do that? Just tell your girl, I'm going to go out with the guys. I'm going to hang out at the bar. I'll be home in an hour.
That's like fishing. And like throwing the fish back.
Yeah.
Guys, don't do that.
Yeah, no, no catch and release here.
All right, here's more of the podcast.